The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and a senior advisor, to healthcare.com, and he has been detecting, and okay, Frank.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Here's what I want to talk about. And this is just, you know, I watch a lot of TV, probably more than I should. And it's just something that's really struck me in the last month. I mean, you can't turn on cable TV these days without seeing a slow-talking 60-year-old praising a product called Prevagen for helping him remember that he's a motivational speaker and a substitute teacher. He's also a pitchman for a product that the ARP and many others have denounced for years as a fraud on millions of aging Americans. The substitute teacher doesn't seem to remember that. A couple of years ago, we had some fun mocking at Prevagen for claiming its secret ingredient was a protein from, get this, jellyfish. Jellyfish were known for their brilliant memories. Ask yourself, I mean, honestly, have you ever met a smart jellyfish? I said, back then, Jerry the jellyfish would be no match remembering where he put his keys compared to, say, Elliot the elephant, or even Pedro the porpoise. The founder of Prevagen said he got the idea about a magic jellyfish protein from a swimmer who got stung by a jellyfish and then developed neurological symptoms. So, eureka, jellyfish can jog your memory. Now, does that make any sense? I mean, you're following any of the logic there? Because the logic goes something like this. If a jellyfish stings you, that hurts so bad that you remember that jellyfish stings really hurt. See? Jellyfish help you remember if they sting you. As illogical as the founder's sting theory sounds out, thanks to our friends over at Wired Magazine, we now know that his own mother doesn't believe it. She told Wired her son's fascination with jellyfish grew from her illness. Now, she unfortunately has MS, which restricts her movements, so she has long envied the unrestrained movement of jellyfish. Now, is there anything in the fact that jellyfish move so easily? Is there anything that triggers the jellyfish movement that could help her or help other people? Well, whether there's anything to her thoughts, her thinking is about a jellyfish's ease of movement. It isn't about the fish's innate memory. By the way, according to Wired, she's upset that her son has taken her curiosity about a jellyfish's potential benefit for people and turned it into something she calls just a moneymaker. Still, logic aside, and I mean all logic, more than 3 million people have bought Prevagen from places like CVS, Walgreens, Amazon. You can get it everywhere. And you spend about $60 a month for it, and people are doing it for three reasons. First, they feel their memory fading as they age, and they like the idea of a protein from a living animal helping them. And they're reassured by the company's continued claims that Prevagen has been, quote-unquote, clinically proven to boost memory. Now, there are holes in each of those notions big enough for a school of whales to swim through. But before I go any further on this, Jill, any comments, any questions on dietary supplements before I talk about these three notions that really don't add up?
No, just make a note for future. Clinically proven, clinically proven, quote. And then there are a couple of other things that you will be assigned to pursue after you have clarified this one.
Now, I'll get to clinically proven in a minute. But let's start with memory loss, right? Because it's a fact of life. I mean, our memories fade over time. Now, I say except for wives who seem to remember everything you ever did. But aside from that, our memories fade. And the FDA says there is no medicine that's proven to reverse memory loss or even slow down the loss, and that surely includes Prevagen. There's no medicine. Second, Prevagen's magic protein is not taken from a living jellyfish. The company would need up to 800 pounds of raw jellyfish to make each pill. That's a lot of jellyfish. So that's a non-starter. Instead, the company Quincy Bioscience makes the jellyfish protein in its lab from, and get this, fermented E. coli bacteria. Yep.
Yes.
I mean, who can ever forget shelling out over $700 a year for a steady diet of lab-grown, fermented E. coli bacteria, which gets us to the company's faulty clinical trial. It's called the Madison Memory Study, and it failed. There was no significant improvement in the memories of the study group as a whole, none. So what did Quincy do? It dug into the effects on small subsets of the group, and the law of averages kicked in. Lo and behold, they found a small subset of normal or mildly impaired people who did show improvement after 90 days, or in other words, after around $200 worth of the pills. It's against the law for makers to say their supplements prevent, treat, or cure any illness. That's against the law. Yet Quincy has used the subset numbers to make these advertising claims. Quote unquote, can a protein originally found in jellyfish improve memory? Our scientists say yes. You assume if they didn't say yes, they wouldn't be Prevagen scientists, right? Also, Prevagen has been known to clinically show to improve memory. And then they say also, quote unquote, Prevagen can stave off dementia. For years, the FDA, the CDC, the FTC, New York Attorney General, teams of class action lawyers, and others have been attacking Quincy for all sorts of violations, from lax quality control in the labs to false advertising, but with very little success. I mean, one case just ended up in a hung jury, another that just got adjudicated, the judge ruled that the FTC was beyond their abilities for seeking fines for false advertising, threw that case out. And lawyers in at least one out of seven class action lawsuits so far, well, those guys settled a couple of years ago for a mere $70 for buyers with Prevagen receipts, or $12 if the person didn't have the receipts. Now think about it. You're an older person, chances are you've got a fading memory, and you've got to recall where you put your Prevagen receipts to get $70. Now, good luck with that. That assumes Prevagen helped them remember. Anyway, $70. It's peanuts for a pill selling for $60 a month. So, Jill, any thoughts or questions about the root of the problem now, the overarching problem that we have with dietary supplements?
The overarching problem, in my view, and nobody asked, but I'm going to say it anyway, is the whole program to advertise pharmaceuticals, which you explain, or nutraceutical, whatever you want to call them, advertise this stuff, which you explained very succinctly a long time ago, as the whole point is to get you to, quote, ask your doctor or go talk about it. You know, go ask for this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It does something. You know, it is so cleverly designed and so repetitive that for some reason your visual watching the happy whatever overrides 30 seconds worth of hideosity, stuff that you wouldn't like in a million years. It's like, oh, and then drink lye and then have a, you know, have an ammonia chaser and this and this. And if you don't feel wretched after that, then, you know, maybe your head will fall off.
Yeah, maybe it will. The overarching problem, as I see it, is the law and its many loopholes, because it favors dietary supplements like Prevagen. And starting with this, supplements can go on the market, be advertised, everything you see, without the FDA first testing them for safety or effectiveness. Then the FDA, the CDC, they essentially sit around and wait for the public to report enough adverse effects so that they can then turn around and go back into court and prove that the supplement is a risk to health. So they're sitting back there, in other words, waiting for people to get sick and die. And over the years, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that is a similar program with the safety board and with any with vehicles and with recalls and with other certainly veterinary medicines, because you know unless there's a whole protocol, like until there's X number of quote cases, it's like really sorry about your luck.
You're essentially you're putting your trust in the company that makes the stuff,
right? And who can say anything?
And the law says they can't make stuff that's going to harm you. But on the other hand, we won't figure that out until the general public has taken the medicine. Then we'll figure it out. So, you know, so over the years, guess what? You know, there've been many more than 4,000 health issues reported with Prevagen. That includes, you know, little stuff like seizures and strokes and heart problems and vertigo and more. Worse, Quincy has been slow to report the cases to the government. Maybe that's no big surprise either. I mean, in one instant, for example, 20 people in a nursing home came down sick, and Quincy reported that as one case. Furthermore, the government does have the manpower or the budgets to regulate the fast-growing supplement business. Years ago, supplements was a $4 billion business with 4,000 products. I mean, that's big enough. Today, it's a $40 billion business with up to 80,000 products. A staggering one-half of all Americans take supplements. That's partly because half of all Americans also falsely think the FDA approves or at least tests supplements before they're offered for sale by our friends at the big drugstore chains. Yet one key FDA division, for example, has around 30 inspectors total and a measly $7 million annual budget, all to police a highly questionable $40 billion industry. So here's my advice about dietary supplements, and you put your finger on it, Jill. If you see ads for one of these products on TV day after day after day, just figure it's bogus. Otherwise, why would they be pushing it so hard? And second, don't take any supplements, even the ones that sound so amazing. Don't take any supplements without first checking with your family doctor. If you really need some sort of dietary boost, your family doctor will know best. Now, trust me, your doctor knows what's right for you, not a substitute teacher with a fading memory hawking jellyfish junk. That's my thought for today.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.